Welcome back, everyone. This is episode number 3 of the Mastery Chi to Be Achieving Your Ultimate Be All's audio series. We have already explored the mastery energy surges of mindfulness and reflecting others' success. We're ready now for the noble question. Or the noble questions. More about that in just a moment after I invite our Chi to Be Masters to introduce themselves to you. Today we have with us Michael.
Hello, I'm Michael Thrower, and my be all is to reach financial freedom so that I may study with the best minds in the world and bring it back to enlighten other people. And the most important thing to me is to reach the height of enlightenment.
My name is Maria Jackson. My be-all is Sedona Rainbow Rock Ranch, where people will reach optimum health at any age through learning special techniques. My most important thing is learning.
My name is Tara Rayburn, and my be-all is to create and inspire healthy ripples throughout the world and to create a benevolence fund in which I can create more ripples. And the absolute most important thing to me in the world is my living relationship with God.
Hi, I'm Des O'Connor, and my be-all is my beautiful Serenity Tea House. What is most important to me is love, giving love so that people can be empowered to receive their be-all.
Hello, my name is Valerie Malotti. My be-all is to assist people in making educated choices about their treatment and their health and well-being. The most important thing in the world to me is love, the love for my family, myself, every being, and every breath I take.
Fantastic. It is always so delightful to have you all here with me. I'm Stacy Hall, and I am the coach and facilitator for the Chi to Be, Achieving Your Ultimate Be All program, and the author of Chi to Be, Achieving Your Ultimate Be All, the book. My be all is to be a doctor of natural medicine. And the most important thing in the world to me is to be able to make the universe and each person I interact with each day smile that much more. Noble questions. Most folks, when they come to me for coaching, when I've attracted my most perfect clients, if you will, those of you who have created your strategic attraction plans know that what I mean by perfect means a perfect fit. Questions come up at the very beginning that start with why. Why did this happen? Why am I experiencing this? Why do I keep doing this over and over again? I'm starting to see the folks in the room begin to nod. Valerie, anything showing up for you already out of that?
I'm just reminded of the experience I had with the noble questions. And it wasn't that I was asking any questions. I wasn't saying why. I was just caught up in feelings and feeling powerless. And asking the noble question gave me back the power, and it was amazing. So I'm just going back there and reveling in it.
Well, wonderful. And a noble question is not a question that begins with why. Let's just be clear about that from the beginning. Anybody want to take a guess why a noble question doesn't begin with why?
Because not all questions really have a why. It can be a conundrum if you ask it that way sometimes.
Can you say a little more about that, Tara?
Well, why did this happen? Well, we don't always know why it happened. Even if you knew why, is that going to keep it from happening again? I don't think so. But how or what or some of the other ways to ask a noble question, that's a different story.
I 100% agree with you. especially those of us, and I count myself in this because I was a big why asker. I'm an analyzer. People who like to analyze and understand, try to figure out their world, why seems to be the best question to ask. If I only knew why, then I could avoid, once you say what why is going to get you, I used to think it would be I could avoid doing the same thing again. The only aspect of it that I didn't take into account was I'm a different person. Every time I'm in the same person, depending upon circumstances, why I did what I did the last time doesn't mean I'm necessarily going to automatically do that again, or that if I change something, it's going to produce any different outcome. Why tells me the past. It doesn't tell me how to create my future. Does this make sense? Why only explains the past. If it even does that. And sometimes there is no answer to the why. It's just too big a question. But if there is a why answer or an answer to the why, it will only tell me why that happened. It cannot tell me how to prepare for my future. It just won't. So I want to acknowledge a good friend of mine, Tracy Griffiths. She's actually the co-owner of Polarity Healing Arts, a healing arts school, and also a body healer in California, for sharing with me what she learned from one of her mentors about noble questions. That noble questions are called such because they are questions we're actually asking of our higher self. So they're not even prayers. You know, you might say, most of us might ask why of God or the creator or whatever any of us want to call, maybe our angels. And perhaps we'll get answers and perhaps we won't. Again, doesn't necessarily mean in any way it's going to predict how to deal with our future. Noble questions are the questions we ask our highest self. We're asking them of our own inner wisdom, as well as the divine. And they're based in being accountable, which we've talked about, and being able to respond in ways that we want to, based on our own personal accountability, to the situations that arise as we're in the process of attracting. And these questions begin with a how or a what. What would be my next most perfect intentional activity to choose off of my list that will move me closer to achieving my goal? Or closer to moving my goal from seeding into sprouting? That's a what question. Checking in with my own personal inner wisdom, what feels good. And bringing this into a chi-generating ritual in the place of meditation or even during a rest stop. Although a rest stop is, by nature, we're really not giving any energy or attention to the goal during that. Better in a chi-generating ritual that we talked about in the first series. Meditating on that question, what would be the next most perfect step? What would be the next group of people or type of person that would be perfect for me to attract towards my goal fulfillment? How can I develop my blog? How can I meet the type of person I have on my attraction plan? Is this starting to make sense? What's and how's? What do you hear is the distinction between what's and how's versus why's? Anybody want to share?
One offers the opportunity for a solution, and the other one seems to create more problems. If you ask, I love the question, why ask why? I'm of that belief system, and I consider myself an analytical person, but I find myself going in circles. So why ask why is a perfect way for me to put that aside and then move towards where I can have a solution And that's where the how and the what come into play.
For me, if this was the first time I was hearing this concept, Valerie, I would say I get it completely. Thank you. Absolutely. Noble questions are designed to move us forward. So let's just play to give those folks who are listening a little example. So, Des, your goal is?
My goal or my be-all?
Well, you've shared your be-all. So the goal that you're working on right now or focusing on?
Is to create a very successful blog to attract people, to inspire them and empower them through joy, love, and passion.
Fabulous. What's one noble question you could ask yourself now that would move that goal a little forward or a lot forward?
What tools do I require?
What tools do you require for that? Great. Tara, a goal towards your be-all is?
The creation of thehealthyhabitcoach.com.
And what's one noble question?
What is the next best step to complete that website, or to make moves towards completion of that website?
Great. Maria, a goal towards your be-all is?
HealthyAntiAgingWarrior.com.
And what would be a noble question towards that?
I could ask, what is the next step I need to take to publish the website?
Next step towards publishing the website. Great. Michael, a goal towards your be-all?
A goal towards my be-all is, how do I attract the exact business builders that I'm wanting to bring into my life?
Okay, so I heard you combine the goal and the question there, which is the goal would be to attract more business builders. The question is, how do I do that?
How do I do that?
Great. Valerie, the goal?
The goal that I was that I am focusing on is to educate myself about natural healing and natural treatments that are available. And the question is, how can I educate myself about those treatments?
Wonderful. Doctor of Natural Medicine is my be-all. One of the goals was actually to complete the development of the Chi to Be program as the first step towards supporting people in being able to generate abundant energy for themselves in order to achieve their be-alls. A noble question I had at the beginning of this program was, how do I do that? What are going to be, let me be even more specific, what are going to be the elements of the Chi to Be program? It started there. What are going to be the elements? And as I meditated, I saw a book. I felt an audio series. Then I felt another audio series, almost like giving birth to a litter. an actual mastery coaching program. And then the question came up, I see this being worldwide. Then the question came up, how will I be able to administer that and still take all the classes that I want to take towards my Doctor of Natural Medicine? And I meditated on that. And the answer came back, you'll have an organization that administers the coaching program for you. I didn't have that organization at the time. Didn't even have a publisher at that time. But that's how I started to move in baby steps towards a very large goal that will move me very quickly forward through the funds generated, through the awareness generated, through the information I'll receive, as well as give through this program towards my be-all. And that's how I keep progressing. Noble questions. Any questions about noble questions? Have you all been working with noble questions? Whether you knew it or not, Tara, I see you thinking, have you been working with them?
I'm trying to say this without shooting on myself.
Good catch. Good catch.
This past week, I really had intended to dig into them more because I feel like I have a tendency to get very scattered. I have so many wonderful goals and I'm realizing, you know, I'm fine tuning. And to me, the importance of that question, you know, how I ask it, what it is, and really asking it and really wanting to hear the answer. Because there are certain goals I love working towards. I could do that all day long. But is that the next best goal really to be working on? So this has been one that's kind of sitting on my plate, and I'm looking at it, and I'm turning it around, but I still feel like I want to ask that right question. I'm asking questions, but I feel like I'll know when I ask, when really the noble question that I need to be asking is ready. I'm going to ask it, and I'm going to probably get an answer I'm not expecting, I'm guessing.
And I'm going to say, I heard a noble question in there, which is, what is the next best goal for me to be focusing on? You actually said that. Did you realize it?
I did. And I go back to when we first talked about this. I keep thinking noble has to be great, and it has to be, you know, I just see this big person with a sword on a mountaintop, and I'm defending the world. I keep putting that. But noble goes back to simple. Noble can be a very simple, quiet thing.
And I want to be clear. The question isn't noble. It's right. Being asked of your most noble self.
And I keep, you're right. And you've said that to me already before, but somehow I've tied in that it's not so much that the question, it represents something very noble to me, because this is a period of time where I know wonderful things are happening. And so I want to be mindful, and I want to go in the right directions, and I want to be balanced.
I'm hearing a lot of wanting,
okay,
as opposed to intending. Are
no,
you intend?
I intend. I intend to.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
I do.
And yet, when it comes to the question, what comes up is the wanting. And I'm just saying there's nothing wrong with it. Just notice the energy.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Why, because coming from the wanting something mm-hmm. is a less powerful energy than intention, it would be easier for you to be able to ask the noble question when you are in the energy of intention.
Right. Well, it's funny because when you were asking if anybody had a point to make, I felt like a kid in the classroom. I was kind of looking away. I was thinking, okay, I'm not looking at Stacey, so she's not going to ask me. Cool. Because this is one that I keep kind of wrestling with, and it's such a simple thing, and I make it so big and...
And good noticing. I say acknowledge yourself for noticing that. And out of just acknowledging it, the breakthrough will come.
Yeah.
And yes, you may have been looking away, and I saw you looking away, and I had to ask. For everyone who can relate to what Tara said, and it is so human, and it is so perfect to be at this stage, the first time you're beginning to work with noble questions, remember, do it your way, any way you can. All I'm sharing is, when you catch yourself saying, I want, that's a clue. Being mindful, a clue. Oh, look at that. I stepped out of the intention circle and into the want circle. The want circle has very wishy-washy energy. The intent circle, lots of powerful energy. In that circle is a great place to ask a noble question. Well, moving on from there, there's one more aspect to noble questions. Because we can ask the same question, what's the next step? 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 Oh, first is, we do want to be centered. We want to be connected. That's why I say a good place to do this is in a chi-generating ritual after you've already found the peace in which to generate your energy and focus on the question, and then we're going to ask the question over and over again. We're going to ask it in a unique way. I'm going to use an example here. How can I manage a worldwide coaching program? How can I manage a worldwide coaching program? Okay, that's my noble question in this moment for practice. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to walk around the room, which I'm not able to do right now because we have stationary mics. Imagine me walking around the room, moving my energy, moving my hands, and I'm going to give expression to that question by emphasizing every time I say the question, I'm going to emphasize a different word. So it looks like this. How can I manage a worldwide coaching program? 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 Anybody want to guess why that exercise is the way it is, Maria?
I really like it. We talked about this on the coaching call, but it did not ring true at the time. But I could hear that as you accented each individual word, that each individual word came alive as a verb. Manage, coaching, program. Each one became an action word. So that's what I noticed now that I did not notice in the coaching call.
Great. And what Maria is speaking to in terms of the coaching call, she is in the Mastery Program where we have group coaching calls. Great noticing. Yes, every word comes alive. It brings out the power of the entire sentence or the entire question, which then makes it a more noble question, Tara. Right back to you that it is. It becomes an important question, but I'm bringing the importance to it. It rather than it bringing the importance to me, I'm bringing the importance to it. Now, I may still not get an answer immediately. I'm going to be honest with you. When I asked this at the time, I didn't get the answer immediately. But what I knew is I activated my inner knowingness and the answer would come in the right time and in the right way. And I wound up attracting very shortly after that Life Science Publishing, publishers of the book, the producers of this audio series. I had no idea. I knew of them. I knew that they were publishers. I knew they had audio series. I had no idea they developed a coaching program. And so when we started the conversation, okay, you're going to publish the book. We're going to do the audio series. Do I have permission to still continue to develop my coaching program? They said, well, we'd really like to talk to you about letting us manage it for you. Tears of joy, of relief came to me. There was my answer. Imagine setting up a whole coaching organization. I've participated in enough coaching programs to know that's no small feat. That takes a lot of planning and development. And I was saying, if I'm going to do that, how will I still have the time to take classes as a doctor of natural medicine as quickly as I feel I want to do that? A whole organization showed up for me.
And so that kind of speaks to waiting for the right time. I mean, just allowing those elements to come together when they want to. And when they show up, they show up.
Exactly. Another aspect of the noble question. I've asked it of my higher self and of, I love Des's word, of my divine peeps, as she says. All those peeps up there. That support. You want to say more about what peeps are?
No, Des? I wanted to share something when you were speaking, saying the words, each individual word. I don't know if anybody else noticed it, but when you said I, that was the strongest vibration. Mm. And so with that in mind, shows me that you are in tune to listening to your inner self and to your higher I am, and that after you went through the process, that if we take a moment just to be silent, the answer will come through.
And it may take a lot of moments. As mm-hmm. I said, when I did this originally, I did not get an answer. What I did receive was a sense of peace, a sense of I've asked the question, I'll get the answer when the right time comes. And I left it there, knowing it was actively in my subconscious, actively attracting. Now, I also then put it on my strategic attraction plan that I have a goal to attract the answers of how to manage the coaching program. And what showed up was an entire already made organization. Perfect fit. So as we come to the end of our exploration of Mastery Chi to Be Energy Surge number 3, the noble question, I invite you all to play with your questions to move you forward towards your goal and your be all. And in so doing, Be empowered, be powerful, and do keep your eye on your be-all.